Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day from the Mormon Church.
The head of the Mormon gods called a great heavenly council meeting. Both of Elohim's eldest sons were there, Lucifer and his brother Jesus. A plan was presented to build planet Earth. Lucifer stood and made his bid for becoming savior of this new world. Wanting the glory for himself, he planned to force everyone to become gods. Opposing the idea, the Mormon Jesus suggested giving man his freedom of choice, as on other planets. The vote that followed approved the proposal of the Mormon Jesus, who would become savior of the planet Earth. Enraged, Lucifer cunningly convinced one-third of the spirits destined for Earth to fight with him in revolt. Thus, Lucifer became the devil and his followers the demons. Sent to this world, they would forever be denied bodies of flesh and bone. Those who remained neutral in the battle were cursed to be born with black skin. This is the Mormon explanation for the Negro race.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
Hey freaks, it's Monday, January 21st, 2019. Coming up on the program today, crack whore mama likes her pervert dick. Plus, we check out the sex confessions phone line, building a bomb while waiting for your California rolls, and super poop may just save your life. All this plus your voicemails today!
You're racist!
Drunken Negro face cookies.
I mean, racist!
Something that you like. Barbecue. Fried chicken. Watermelon for dessert.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Hey freaks, Tim Henson back here with you, starting a new week of programs. Although, we just did a show yesterday. If you missed it, go back, listen to the Sunday show. It was a fun time, you won't regret it. Today, I thought we would once again revisit a relic from the past. If you wanted to talk to a bunch of people at once, before the internet, your options were rather limited. You could go out in public, see people face to face, but who wants to do that? The only real chat room equivalent in the 80s was the party line. You would use your telephone, call a phone number, and get connected with a bunch of other people who have called into the service, and you could converse with them one-on-one. You could send and receive voice messages. It was primarily used as a sex service, just like the internet, really. Technology may change, but the purpose is always the same. Sex! That's exactly why I'm not ready to jump on this VR bandwagon. Until I see some VR software that makes it easy to have virtual sex, technology will never catch on. There's a hot investment tip from your friend Tim. Don't invest in any VR stocks. The technology is not ready yet. So, back to this party line thing. For the past couple years, occasionally, a few times a year, we will call into the manhole, which is a gay party line. And we'll listen in, see what people are looking for. It's horrifying what people are looking for. The first question, of course, I had was, who the hell's using this service when we now have the internet? Well, the answer is pedophiles. People looking for illegal, really illegal type sex. Because who the hell is monitoring telephone party lines? Most people don't even think they still exist. Anyway, we are not going to call the manhole. I cannot deal with pedophiles today, okay? I found a new party line, and they have a feature called...
Sensual Confessions. Tell me your secrets. Does it involve poop?
Well, I will say we got off to a rocky start, because at the very beginning of this phone call, I heard this warning.
And please, no confessions involving children.
That tells me that that's a problem they've been having on this particular party line as well. That's not the only issue. There were so many confessions that I couldn't understand because their southern accent was so thick. Let me play you the first one that I ran across.
True story, I got a confession. I say straight. Married 18 years, but got a gay friend. Yesterday, was a hell of a day. One side of town was moving, and I stayed behind with the house getting it finished, and I just have one room. I blow up air max.
What? Just to let you guys know, I went into the straight confessions room, and when the first thing you hear is the guy saying, "I'm straight," you know the story's going to end up very, very gay.
He had a guy, we went over to his house, real quiet, went in there, and both of us sucked the dick. Squeezed his nuts, and all he came, and left there. And back in Twink Online, Twink Online, $100, so...
Do you guys know what the fuck twinkle lining is? That's what he said, right? We're going to go suck a dick, drain his nuts, then we went down to the twinkle lining. So after he tells the story of how he drained some guy's nuts and went twinkle lining, he's got to then make sure everyone knows that he's straight, though. A little pussy. Don't be getting any ideas. There ain't no queer.
Yeah, I like pussy. I wish I had some pussy right now, too, though. But I'd like to have a family.
You mean you want to settle down with a woman and have several children, right? Right?
I'd like to have a family. Twin, like 12-year-old twin, one girl, and mom and daddy. All out naked. I could eat and suck and smell and lick.
Oh, hell no.
Sensual confessions. He's a pedophile.
First of all, that belongs in the gay confession room. Second of all,
please, no confession.
No confession involving children.
Okay. Let's just move on. Check out the next confessional here.
Hey, guys. What's going on? I'm here masturbating my adult-sized penis. I'm an adult that loves little boys. I love little children. If you want to do some little stuff with me, get back and we'll talk about doing little stuff. I like little stuff. Hey, little, god damn, let's get nasty. Let's do little stuff together. Let's talk about the little stuff.
Sensual confessions. He's a pedophile.
Pedophile! It's a pedophile! Again!
Alright, to be fair, I think those were the only two pedophiles that called in with confessions. Let's try confession number 3. Third time's a charm.
Hey, you guys. It's me again. I just wanted to make a confession about something that my ex-boyfriend Michael told me. And, I just have to talk about it because I just need to get it off my chest. So he told me that his coworker Pat used to do crack back in the day, and that his other coworker Miss Peggy used to be the one who used to sell it to her. And that he also told me that Miss Peggy mentioned one time she remembered Miss Pat coming to see her to get some crack, and she remembered that she had a bad odor coming from her pussy.
Okay, well, I'm glad you were able to get that off your chest. You can't honestly be surprised, though, that crack addicts have questionable hygiene. In the future, this is more of like a sexual confession line.
I confess that I have a small dick.
I mean, I guess this is better than the last call.
Married masculine guy, you're looking to chat with others by text that are willing to confess that they also have a small dick.
This guy is gay, too, right? He's straight, but he wants to talk to other guys about their small penises.
Again, do yourself good. It's liberating. It's a different feeling to admit it.
Okay.
That you have a small dick.
All right. He's got a small penis. No. All right. What's funny is the very next call is like the opposite of this guy. The previous caller was white. This next caller is black. Previous caller had a tiny dick. This guy has a massive schlong.
I'm a black male, and I have a confession. I was born in Iowa, Sioux City.
I'm so sorry.
And I've never fucked a black girl before. I'm a very, very muscular black mandingo. I was in the Army.
Mandingo! Pure red mandingo!
I'm very muscular. I'm 6'3". I got dark gray eyes, caramel brown skin. and I got 10 inches of hanging black dick. I got a fucking huge horse cock.
All right, this is more of a humble brag than a confession.
I have some nieces.
Uh-oh.
I'm married into this white family, my wife. She can't handle it no more, so she say.
You destroyed it.
So I just let her give me head and stuff and fuck her in her ass every now and then.
Oh, how kind of you. She's like, I can't handle your big fat dick anymore. All right, well, I'll shove it in your ass. A smaller, tighter, more painful hole.
But not deep. But she has some nieces, and I would love to fuck them. Two of them's in their 30s, one is 20.
Whew, we certainly dodged a bullet there. Things could have turned very ugly. Let's do another one.
Oh, baby. I have to confess it. I love jacking off.
All right, this is going to make me sound like an asshole, but is this Michael J. Fox?
Oh, baby. I have to confess it. I love jacking off.
Right, he sounds like he's got a problem, like Parkinson's or something. He's trying very hard to control his voice. I have a confession to make. I like to pull on my pecker.
I'm going to show my cock, and I come like five times a day. Oh, and just squirts and squirts.
He squirts.
I mean, bunches of it, and I just wanted to share it with somebody.
I think he just came again. Maybe he doesn't have Parkinson's. He was just really jacking it hard. All right, so there you go. It's just a few confessions from a new party line I discovered today. Ta-da!
Sensual confessions. Nasty, stinky, pure black mandingo.
Again, happy Martin Lawrence Jr. Shaday Day. Moving on. Well, you know, we've got a very sexual show going. Might as well continue with his line of filth. I've got a clip here from Pornhub. By the way, Pornhub has changed their logo today in honor of MLK. I'm sure his family is honored, right? If you go to Pornhub.com, you can see the logo, you know, right at the top corner, top left, Pornhub. And then in like American flag font, you see MLK right next to the hub part. I surfed right on over to the main page because I was like, I wonder if Pornhub is going to go all out, right? And make every featured porn video on their homepage like black or interracial porn. You never know how people are going to react to that, though. I could see that backfiring, right? They did not go that far. It's just your standard homepage, but with the MLK header. Anyway, so the clip I have for you today is titled Old Crack Whore. Is her name Miss Pat?
But Miss Pat coming to see her to get some crack, and she remembered that she had a bad odor coming from her pussy.
Well, I'm looking at this old crack whore, and I can't imagine it smells fresh down there. She really has let, you know, she's not fat, per se, but she's got that old person pouch. Quite a fupa, I guess, going on. Anyway, this is a very mouthy old crack whore.
You dirty little pervert. You little motherfucker. What are you looking at? You want some of this? Is that what you want? Huh? You know what? You're a little motherfucker. You know that?
Couple things. She repeats herself a lot. She is a crack addict, after all. Also, as she's talking, she's like kind of like spreading her pussy lips open, but she's also holding a cigarette between her fingers.
Want me to spread them for you? Wouldn't you like for me to spread them so you can see them a little better, huh? How about that? Would you like some of that? Would you like some of that older pussy here? Would you like to have some of that? How about that?
We don't really see the guy in the video. I guess this is like a POV porn. He's supposedly young, though.
How about this? Why don't you come on over here and let Mama show you how this little pussy works? Let me put that little college dick in there. Do you like that? Would you like to have that?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I didn't sense even a little bit of hesitation in his voice. It sounds like he's game.
And you know what? Maybe I ought to teach you some things or two. Maybe I ought to let you have some of this. Let you have some of this pussy. Some pussy from this older woman. Would you like to have some of that? Go ahead. Look at that. Look at that ripe old pussy. That's a 47-year-old pussy you're looking at there.
If that's a 47-year-old pussy, that pussy has lived a very hard life. That is a weathered, patinaed pussy, is what I would call that.
Doesn't that look good?
No!
Yes, ma'am.
This right mom pussy. Yes. Mmm. Look at that. Look at that. That right mom pussy there.
You know when bananas are overripe, they get mushy? To give you an idea of what this woman looks like, and I don't say this to be mean, but do you remember that movie from the 90s where Patrick Swayze is like a drag queen? Tu Wong Fu? That's what this woman looks like. Cross between Herman Munster and Patrick Swayze in drag. Isn't it kind of unsettling that she keeps calling herself Mama? I've heard guys in porn and stuff do this too to like girls, like, come on, sit on daddy's cock. But it's more disturbing when a woman does it, right?
Oh yeah, fuck mama harder. Oh god, that feels good. Oh, you little motherfucker, that feels so good.
He's actually fucking her now, obviously.
Oh god, yeah. Oh yeah, you're a good little college fuck, little motherfucker. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yeah. Get that tight motherfucker in there.
It's interesting because she does have a lot of rolls and puffs and fupas and stuff going on, but her actual pussy seems to be sinking in.
Get that college dick in there. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much of this you want to hear.
Yeah.
Probably less than what I've already played.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mama likes that.
Mama likes that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Give Mama your gum. Mama. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This whole video is about 10 minutes long. She's on her third cigarette. And while she's getting fucked, she's holding it in her fingers.
Mama likes her ciggies almost as much as she likes her little pervert. All right,
let's move on. Real quick, before we get into the news, got a U-tard update for you. Thursday Lane is back. He's the black boy. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. He's the little black, but not too little. Like, he's in his, I don't know, mid-20s or something. He wants white guys to fart in his face. That Thursday Lane. Today, though, he's not here to talk about farts or white guys farting in his face. Got a very serious topic to discuss. You know, we live in very sensitive times. People take offense to things that, others might find harmless, right? And Thursday is going to discuss the word bitch. We should all be very careful about using the word bitch, but when he says it, he wants us to understand what he means.
Everybody, I just want you to know that males can be bitches too.
Oh, I know that.
Whether you a child bitch or a female bitch.
Gays love to use the word bitch when referring to other guys. And, like, they say, like, she when talking about men. I don't like that.
I mean, males can...
Like, what's her problem? I'm a man! I realize I have very feminine features, but that's why I grew out my facial hair! Oh! Very sensitive about that. I have long feminine fingers. I don't know. But, you know, if I were women, I'd be pissed off that gays say that to other guys. Like, why is that? That's almost like an insult. She. What's wrong with being a woman?
You can be bitches too. Whether you're a child bitch, whether you're an adult bitch or older bitch. When I say bitch, that means people that complain and people that try to be sneaky and vindictive to get you in trouble.
Vindictive.
That's what a
vindictive
definition of bitch is. Vindictive. Don't go by the definition of bitch to have a female dog.
By the way, it's been at least a few months. Replace your fire alarm batteries. Every video, I hear it in the background. Guys, I don't mean to sound racist here. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. But is this a black thing? Like, are you, like, not replacing your fire alarm batteries on purpose? Because that's, a thing now? Because I see it in so many videos featuring black people. Maybe I'm just noticing it more in black people videos, and it's something that happens in white people videos, too. As a matter of fact, when we were playing those confessions, and that black woman's talking about crack addicts and stinky pussies, I'm pretty sure I heard a fire alarm beep.
Hey, you guys.
It's me again. I just wanted to make a confession about...
Okay, so I'm not racist here. I just showed you two examples. I wasn't even trying. Not like I'm going out of my way to find black people, bad battery fire alarm videos. I'm just saying, if it is a thing, something cool kids do. I don't know. Cool black people. They don't change their battery. That's a fuck-witted thing to do. You're gonna go up in smoke.
No, take it from me. This is a new definition. A bitch can be a male or female. A bitch is a male or female that try to complain or try to get you in trouble. That's what a bitch is.
Okay.
In 2019, this is a new definition of bitch.
You hear that, Merriam-Webster? I hope you're listening.
You could be a male or a female or a child or adult. And don't get twisted. I'm not a pedophile. No, I prefer guys really older because I'll be 35 in 3 months, but I'm 34.
Oh, wow. I thought he was much younger.
But write this down. A bitch means a male or a female that complain. They get the fight for what they want, or they can be a bully. Remember, the negative bitch is a bully, and the positive bitch is a bitch that fight for what they want. And if you put them both together, sometimes they can get together.
You get a neutral bitch.
But this is the new bitch of 2019, male or female. I'm going to put that right under my comment.
Okay, thank you very much, Thursday Lane, for whatever it is he just said there. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Well, we're currently experiencing what I call the post-holiday slump. If you're thinking about becoming a Sideshow member, or even if you haven't thought about it, start thinking about it. Looking for a few good and honorable freaks to sign up at superfreaksideshow.com. Membership's very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. When you sign up, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Been at this since December 2004. There are thousands of past shows to listen to. More importantly, every single week, we do exclusive shows just for paying members. Tomorrow, we'll be doing a Sideshow exclusive program, and again on Thursday. Great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Other ways to support this nonsense, of course, we've got a Patreon account. Patreon.com/DistortedView. You can pledge as little as a dollar over there. That certainly helps me out as well, and you can spread the distortion. Tell all your friends and family members, the ones that won't disown you for listening to something like this. Tell them all about Distorted View Daily, and of course, we're all over the place. I'm in iTunes or whatever the fuck that's called now, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, we're on Spotify, Stitcher. You really can find Distorted View Daily anywhere quality podcasts are offered. Ding! I'm not saying Distorted View Daily is a quality podcast. You just sort of snuck in where quality podcasts are found. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, do you know the quality of your shit? It's not as easy to identify a superb bowel movement than you'd think. You can't just go by consistency or color. There's a certain, undescribable je ne sais quoi that just makes some poops better than others. What the hell am I talking about? Very good question. Researchers looking into the success of fecal transplants believe they've identified why the poop of certain donors produce better results than others. These donors are called super donors or super poopers. Super duper poopers.
She is a super duper pooper.
Oh no.
She knows when she has to go.
Take a bow, she's a big girl now. She's the best pooper we know.
That's the Academy Award winning song Super Duper Pooper from the movie It's Potty Time. So happy the Academy recognized that film. A team at the University of Auckland examined results from previous students on fecal transplants. That's when feces are taken from a healthy gut and used to reset the gut of the recipient to understand why poo from certain donors resulted in better success rates in treating certain conditions. The transfer of feces from one individual into another has become a useful treatment for recurrent C. diff infections, a debilitating condition that causes diarrhea and tummy pain. Oh, I'm sorry. Is a 4-year-old writing this story? Tummy pain? Really? Stomach? Abdominal pain? However you say those hard words. All right. Studies have shown that while success rates for procedures to treat C. diff are similar regardless of the stool donor, some conditions, including ulcerative colitis, were improved depending on the donor. In one study, the remission rate for colitis was twice as high among recipients whose transplant included stool from one particular donor. Such results have fueled the emergence of an unlikely sounding hero, the super donor. Writing in the journal Frontiers in Cellular and Infection Microbiology, it's a real page-turner, Dr. Justin O'Sullivan and colleagues say, while recurrent C. diff infections are down to the overgrowth of a particular type of bacteria, a more complex shift in condition seemed to be present in colitis, where a super donor effect is seen. By looking closer at what makes someone a super donor, O'Sullivan says it's possible to delve deeper into what's behind the recipient's recovery. All right, so what makes someone a super donor? What's so magical about their shit? Well, looking at previously published studies in the field, so there's already been studies, like what, you know, this isn't news then. O'Sullivan and colleagues say a stool from a super donor often has a greater diversity of microbes. However, they add for some conditions, including inflammatory bowel disease, specific components are important, such as whether the stool is richer. Rich chocolatey stool.
Moral game, please.
Oh, richer in certain chemicals. In other studies, it's been suggested the presence of viruses in the stool might play a role in resolving certain conditions. Quote, we think the super donors differ depending on the condition you are trying to treat, said O'Sullivan. The researchers concluded that there's no one-stool-fits-all approach. Well, I've been living my life wrong. Professor Rob Knight, an expert on poop. Oh, an excrement pert. Does that work? I think that works. Professor Rob Knight, an expert on the human microbiome at the University of California, who wasn't involved in the study. He wasn't invited. But, quote, I'm not upset about it. University of Auckland is so super clicky. I wouldn't want to study with them even if I was invited. Quote, he was not involved with the study. He did say strategies to find super donors whose stool is especially effective as a curative are still in their infancy, although progress on this topic or making synthetic super donors from the stool of many people, Frankenturds, could greatly improve application of fecal transplants. I do not like the idea of combining poop forces. It may one day lead to intelligent poop, and then, well, we are fucked as a species, I think. I don't know. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Iowa. A 40-year-old man constructed a potentially deadly device while dining at a sushi restaurant. What, did he build this out of soy sauce and chopsticks? Is that how you now can construct a bomb? I think Kikkoman needs to be held responsible. I don't know who's putting plutonium in soy sauce, but Christ. All right. A 40-year-old man constructed a potentially deadly device while dining at a downtown Des Moines sushi restaurant because he didn't think bomb threats were taken seriously enough. That's why he built a bomb, to bring attention to bomb threats. Des Moines police said Ivory Washington, a cuckoo crazy banana man, made a legitimate improvised explosive device that resembled a homemade hand grenade Tuesday evening at Akebono. If the device had gone off, Des Moines Police Sergeant Paul Parizek said those within a 25-foot radius could have been injured and those within a 10-foot radius could have been killed. Parizek said Washington made the device in plain sight, I guess while waiting for his food. I think that says more about Akebono than anything. I'm getting on Yelp right now. You order and then you're just waiting and waiting and waiting. You could build a bomb before your food gets there. This guy did. Washington was going to make a point that he could sit somewhere and construct a device and hopefully somebody would call the police, Parizek said. The restaurant's owner, Nam Tran, said he and other employees noticed Washington acting strangely, but the situation was unexpected. Tran said he had no idea that there was a bomb in his restaurant. Washington kept wandering around different tables. I love that his whole point was like, no one would ever call the police. You could just build a bomb in plain sight, but he got arrested for building a bomb, so someone noticed, right? All right. He would go to the electric outlet and plug in some device, a phone jack or something, and then go up to the bar a few times and ask to throw some trash away. Washington eventually called police on himself. Oh, okay. I guess no one did notice. He first claimed the device was fake. A bomb squad showed up, removed the device, and determined the device was legitimate. Washington was then taken into custody without incident. We tested it to see if it would explode, and it did, Parasek said. Police said they urge anyone to report suspicious activity. Give us a call, because had this device gone off in that restaurant, anybody who was inside of that restaurant would have been injured. Washington was taken to the Polk County Jail, where he's being held in lieu of $25,000 cash-only bail. He's been charged with possession of an explosive or incendiary material. See, that shows you how dumb I am. I thought incendiary material was like porn. Well, then I will have you know, I do not have a computer full of incendiary material. All right, final story we have for you today. This one happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Praise Jesus. Give me a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Dana, home of Florida. This our most fucked up state. Jeffrey, I
Florida is our most fucked up state.
Hey, specifically, the story comes from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
Nana has a mouth on her. A Florida police department says an officer ran over two people who were lying in a dark roadway to watch Sunday night's lunar eclipse. Many years ago, we read that story about two girls sunbathing on train tracks. That was pretty dumb. However, how often do trains come whizzing by? There are way more cars on the road. In a statement to the Palm Beach Post, West Palm Beach police said the man and the woman were treated at a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. These are the people that survive. Great. They'll continue to live and make poor and dumb and unsafe decisions. Police said around 11:30 p.m. at the height of the eclipse, the officer was patrolling in a park and driving around 5 miles an hour when his vehicle struck the pair. It must have just felt like a speed bump or something. The statement said the man and the woman lived nearby. Because the park was extremely dark, officials believe they were trying to watch the eclipse when they were run over. The officer was placed on administrative leave. Why? He did nothing wrong. You don't expect people to be lying on the road where you're driving. The officer was placed on administrative leave. Police said the man and the woman were both 24 years old. Their names were not released. These are assholes, by the way. Okay, so they're staring at the moon, right, watching this eclipse. You can still hear a car coming, see the headlights of the car. What do they think, like the car was just going to stop? Ah, just make that asshole cop drive around us. Either that or they fell asleep, much like the girls on the train tracks. Because that's a comfortable way to doze off on gravel. I'm guessing they had to have been drunk, right? They're drunk and fell asleep on the road, or they were still awake and drunk. Booze had to have been involved. Booze or drugs. This is Florida, after all. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I love to hear from you freaks. We have a voicemail line. I try to play all of your calls. I'm a little behind right now. We're getting close to like December voicemails. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. We also have a special voicemail line for patrons. I try to play their calls first. Other ways to contact me, I'm all over social media, at DistortedView on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook.com/DistortedViewShow, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm posting videos over there again. YouTube.com/DistortedViewShow. Our subscriber numbers are starting to go up again over there on YouTube, which is awesome. So thank you to everyone who's subscribing to me. And make sure you click that little bell so you get notified when I post new videos. It's so important. You can't just subscribe to the fucking channels anymore. YouTube has to add an extra step, whatever. All right, let's check in with a few freaks.
Hey, Timmy Boo, little baby faggot. I know you still have an adult and installed your bidet, and I thought we talked about this and came to an agreement.
Look, I'm very busy.
So,
We've got other things going on in this house. We need new gutters. We've got a fucking slate roof, and that's expensive to repair.
Like the P.O. box incident.
Things are leaking.
You can't keep calling.
The fucking house is a nightmare.
There's several people on Discord that are willing to also call you and bug you about it as well. So.
All right, look, I will do my best. Look, I'm trying to work with Lord Douche on this one, too. I don't know if he wants this bidet or not.
Tim, human garbage checking in with you. The intro to the latest show, I just had to pause it and send you and talk to you about this real quick. Whenever I hear the bed that you use, that music we jingle for the Bunny Crush audio.
Sunshine, lollipops, and...
I think my brain was expecting and wanting the Bunny Crush audio, so...
Yeah, right?
I've
trained you to think, you know, you associate that song with little cute bunnies being crushed to death.
But yeah. Now, I've got that song in my head, so fuck you, one. And for some reason, I was expecting and slightly let down that there was no Bunny Crush audio, so fuck you,
well,
number two.
Yeah. Right. I like to keep you on your toes.
Hey, Tim, it's the Lady Cat Lady.
Yay!
I really like the new intro and outro. My only question is that I have been listening since 2007. 2007, as a sideshow member, even. And I still don't know what the thing means. And I asked that.
Whoa, the what? The.
Oh,
Mary Riley.
And I asked that then. And I've asked a few times since then.
Yes.
And you still didn't know what I mean. But now that it's
I
in
think
the intro, maybe you can answer my question.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about now. Well, thank you. I'm glad you like the new music. I'm sure some people hate it. You can never please everyone, but. In the end, it's just fucking, you know, 20 seconds of music, right? The clip that you're talking about, this, I believe...
Mary Riley!
That is from the trailer of the movie named Mary Riley. It was a movie from the 90s, I believe. Of course, the 90s. It's always the 90s with me, right? Starring Julia Roberts. I never saw the film. I know nothing about the film. The only thing I even remember from the trailer is Mary Riley. I don't know who's whispering that. I wish I had more information for you. I just looked it up on Wikipedia. It's a 1996 American horror film starring Julia Roberts and John Malkovich. Oh, it has something to do with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I was thinking that it had something to do with Frankenstein. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe her maiden name was Riley. Mary Riley comes to work as a maid in the home of Dr. Henry Jekyll. She and Jekyll develop a rapport, and Jekyll begins to call on her for assistance. The staff begins to notice Dr. Jekyll throwing himself into his work at odd hours, culminating in his announcement that he has hired an assistant, Edward Hyde. Mr. Hyde, okay. So yeah, it has something to do with Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, Mary Riley's the help. I don't even know, you know, like, it's weird that I remember that Mary Riley. The movie was a bomb at the box office. It cost $47 million to make. It only made $12 million. And Julia Roberts was nominated for Worst Actress by the Razzie Awards. All the reviews were negative, few critics finding anything to praise about the production. I wish we were still doing, we did it twice, DV's Shitty Night at the Movies, because we could totally watch Mary Riley together. Although that film is obviously not in the public domain, right?
Timmy Boo, scum hook here, mate. We need to get in front of this whole bidet situation. I think you're concerned about not being able to clean your S-U-L properly. But if you are worried about that...
Why is everyone so concerned? Like, thank you. I appreciate this bidet. I will get around to constructing it or whatever, building it, attaching it. And I will let you know how my asshole's doing with it, okay? Thank you. Thank you for the concern. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
A bad odor coming from her pussy.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're sideshow members. Otherwise, I will be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
What do you want?
Pop.
When do you want it?
Now.
What do you want?
You know what I want.
When do you want it?
Anytime.